Iran wants to change the terms of its agreement to suspend all nuclear activities related to the enrichment of uranium. This less than 2 weeks after Iran struck that deal with the European Union. Iran has informed the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, that it intends to operate 20 gas centrifuges for research purposes. Gas centrifuges can make enriched uranium, the key ingredient in a nuclear weapon. And at an IAEA meeting today, there are renewed questions about Iran's willingness to abide by its commitments on the nuclear issue. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Vienna.
When Iran agreed to suspend all activities related to uranium enrichment earlier this month, it looked like this meeting of the 35-nation Board of Governors of the IAEA would go more smoothly than three similar meetings earlier this year. But now Iran insists it must operate 20 centrifuges for research, and it has not permitted agency inspectors in Iran to seal those pieces of equipment. IAEA spokesman Mark Wozdecki says the remainder of Iran's facilities related to uranium enrichment are now under agency seal, though.
All of this suspension is in effect as of this week, with the exception of these 20 centrifuges, which Iran has said they will use for research and development. They have said they will not use nuclear material in them, and they have said that they will give the agency's inspectors access to these components whenever we want.
The Iranian move appears to have surprised the governments of Great Britain, France, and Germany, which negotiated the suspension agreement with Iran. The government of Iran has asked the Europeans whether such an exception would be permitted under the agreement and have been told no. Diplomats say the move is a big problem and now calls into question whether Iran is committed to suspending its uranium enrichment activities. The deal includes a suspension on all production, assembling, and operating of gas centrifuges. Running centrifuges for whatever purpose is counter to the European deal, say diplomats. At the same time, the IAEA says it is confident it knows where all of Iran's declared nuclear materials are and that none of them are being diverted for secret military purposes, according to spokesman Mark Wozdecki.
What we cannot say, what we are going to need time to be able to conclude, is whether there are any undeclared activities or materials. We do not know whether there are things in the Iranian nuclear program that have not been told to us. And that's the big question that's going to take some time for us to answer.
The Bush administration is convinced that Iran does intend to acquire nuclear weapons and has been urging the IAEA Board of Governors to take tougher action, including referring the issue to the United Nations Security Council for possible economic sanctions. Iran's agreement with the Europeans appeared to make that highly unlikely at this meeting. But now that Tehran has indicated its suspension is not complete, that could give the U.S. an opportunity to make its argument once again that Iran is not reliable. American diplomats here have not yet said how hard they may press to refer the question to the Security Council. But in any case, the IAEA's inspections and other activities in Iran are certain to continue for quite some time, says Gozdecki.
The key issue is, when do we get to the point when we can say with confidence that all of the nuclear activities in Iran are for peaceful purposes? That is a matter for continued, fairly long-term set of inspections. But our end objective is that drawing a conclusion that all the nuclear activities in Iran are for peaceful purposes, and that's going to take some time.
In addition, negotiations over a second stage of the Europe deal are supposed to get underway in December. That's the economic incentive part, where Iran was expecting to receive favorable trade conditions, nuclear fuel for its power plants, and possibly a commitment from Europe to build nuclear plants that are harder to use for weapons purposes. Now, it is not clear how eager the Europeans will be to live up to their side of the bargain if the Iranians keep seeking loopholes on theirs. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Vienna.